You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I am your host, Timothy Kimo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I'm here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms, and then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use the search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps, but I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real live breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. I'm a huge fan of the Car Talk show, so bear with me. The first half is the stats of the show. It gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the show. Basically, that part is just for those who want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into it, let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think the show is about. The last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the host to see if they would like to discuss their show and talk about their podcast journey. So let's get going. So this episode, I'm going to be reviewing Podcast Me Anything, hosted by Matthew Passy and Ben Kaloy. Just to be very transparent, I did hire Matthew a long time ago to do some consulting for my other podcast, Create Art Podcast, and I got some great tips to make that podcast what it is today. Now, much of what he's taught me goes into this podcast that you're listening to as well. And at the time I was consulting with him, this podcast was just an idea floating in the back of my head. And also my other podcast, Create Art Podcast, appeared on his show, Cause Pods. And that's a podcast that he promotes different causes and the podcasts that support those causes. Now, I met with Matthew at MapCon, IndiePodCon in 2018. It's obviously gone through a name change. For the old folks, it was called MapCon. The new folks, it's called IndiePodCon. And I've known him since. So this review is, for me, a way that I can pay forward what he does and give it to you. Now, Podcast Me Anything dropped its first episode on February the 25th of 2019. And at the time of this recording, it's got 78 episodes. The average length of an episode is 29 minutes, and the description reads as follows. And Ask Me Anything for All Things Podcasting, hosted by Ben Kaloy, featuring Matthew Passy, the podcast consultant. Highlighting industry news, deep dive into advanced podcast topics, and answering questions from the audience. Enough with all the podcast 101s about how to pick a media host or the best microphone, although we may talk about those too. This is an intermediate to advanced podcast strategy show that will take your show from starting off to helping you accomplish your goals. Now, the category in this is technology, and the frequency of the episodes is listed as episodic. There is a Facebook group associated with the podcast, and links for all the social media contacts, as well as the contact page, will be included in the show notes. Podchaser, listen notes, and good pod links are also in the show notes. Now, originally, Tom Kelly was the co-host for the show. Ben Kaloy took over co-hosting duties later on. So when you listen to the earlier episodes, you may say to yourself, what? What's going on here? It's not Ben Kaloy. Peanut butter. Yeah, sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, actually, it is when you're talking about Sprelly peanut butter and jellies. Oh, yeah. That's right. They do their own jellies to pair with their peanut butter. And, folks, it just isn't for sandwiches anymore. In fact, My family used Sprelly to make a birthday cake for the filling for my twins, and it was delicious. Sprelly produces a line of gourmet nut butter spreads and jellies. Each Sprelly spread and Sprelly jelly can mix and match in various ways, creating exponential options that elevate your PB&J experience. All you got to do is choose your spread and choose your jelly, but wait. Each individual Sprelly can also be used on a variety of delicious things. Include Sprelly as an ingredient in baking cookies or as an added boost to your smoothies. Try creating a glaze, dressing, or marinade for some of your favorite grilled dishes or salads. Or you can do what we do here in my house. Just eat Sprelly right out of the jar as a snack. Where can you get your next fantastic peanut butter and jelly? Go to Sprelly.com if you're outside of the Fredericksburg area. Or you can go right to their store if you're here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's at 1501 Princess Anne Street, Fredericksburg, Virginia. And get some Sprelly in your belly. Our favorite here is the Winter Blend Wonderland, but it's only here for a short time. Order the Tim Bryan Dozen now. All right, let's go ahead and get started on this review. So, for a podcast about podcasting, this one is a must listen. Now, if you're a podcaster or thinking about becoming a podcaster, this one is definitely for you. Now, if you are a podcast listener who has no interest in podcasting, this may give you a nice inside look at what podcasters think and talk about to make the shows that you love. So it may feel that, you know, that scratch that you have to know how the sausage is made. First off, Matthew is a podcast consultant and produces a number of podcasts for his business. The sound quality is great, as you would expect. In earlier episodes, while they were doing this as more of a live show, there's a little bit of degradation in that he and his co-host at that time, Tom, were saying hello to listeners who were attending the live sessions of the show. Now, this can be a bit, you know, odd listening to episodes later on, but the episodes after Tom left the show did not suffer from that issue. Now, I'm not saying it's Tom's fault, because I don't know whose idea it was, but I wanted to give you a fair warning because it may confuse some listeners. But apart from that, all the guests and the next co-host, Ben Colloy, were impeccable in their sound quality. And that does say something, because when you're doing a podcast about running a business to attract customers, you need to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. Now, it's something that I try to do with this podcast without the level of experience that Matthew has, but I do my best. And again, thank you for listening to me do my best. Speaking about co-hosts and guests, initially Tom was the co-host for the podcast, and the interaction between him and Matthew was pretty good. I do tend to think that Matthew was carrying the show a little bit more, and Tom was supplying really good insight. But for me, I was listening to Matthew, and probably for selfish reasons. You know, I had met him in person and had seen him speak at various conferences, and not knowing what was going on behind the mic, I'm not too sure why Tom left, but Matthew brought on Ben Colloy, who's been doing some editing work for Matthew. And Tom and Ben both have their own podcasts, so they weren't exactly new to the game when Matthew brought them on. Ben did supply more of the guy in the street approach to the role of co-host slot. He was asking the questions or bringing up topics that listeners were thinking about. At one point, Ben also went silent on the show, and Matthew brought on guests for the show. Now, these guests were talking about products in podcasting that they had created, and each of those guests didn't really feel like they were doing a 30-minute commercial to me. It felt like they were sharing their work and that there was no hard sell. Now, here's Alex Sanfilippo talking about steps to get guests on your show. And I really want you to listen to this and tell me, after you listen to it, you know, what is he selling?
And so what are some of the steps for finding your next ideal guest?
I think that the very first thing that I like to tell people when it comes to finding a guest is you need to define the guest. So you need to actually know, what are you looking for in a guest before you can just go after it? Because I think a lot of people, that, especially when they're new, they just grab on that. Oh yeah, you want to be a guest? You want to be a guest? Okay, come on. Doing interviews is a lot of work, and producing them and getting them launched. The worst thing you could do in podcasting is wake up 1 year after you launched, have, let's say you did 1 week, 52 episodes, and realize you had no direction with it. Your guests were all extremely random. There was no trend or anything like that. It's because so many of us, we don't define that ideal guest and make sure we know who they are.
All right, a little bit more transparency here. Alex is the head guy at Podmatch and PodPros. And in this interview, yes, he does talk about his product, but he is a very giving person. He gives a lot of information that even if listeners don't go ahead and buy his product or they don't subscribe, they're going to get some benefit from the knowledge that he is sharing with us. Overall, they sounded really good. All the guests sounded really good and answered questions honestly and candidly. If they didn't have an answer or weren't knowledgeable about what Matthew asked, they were frank with their answers, and they let us know. A few even asked Matthew questions and got ideas from him during the interview. Now, I'm sure we're all, getting a little bit tired of advertising in podcasts. I do it myself. And it's just like, when we watch TV or stream shows, some of us pay extra to avoid these things. I don't pay extra. I just tune them out sometimes. But I find myself enjoying the product interviews, as the guests don't really sound like they're just reciting their marketing bullet points. So kudos for them on that. Now that we've looked at some of the content, let's talk about the show's intro. Now that has grown with the show, and you know me, I love a good intro that welcomes new folks and doesn't drag on for, the hardcore fans. Now here's where the intro for Ask, Podcast Me Anything.
Hello, and welcome to Podcast Me Anything, and Ask Me Anything for all things podcasting. I'm your host, Ben Cloy, and I'm joined here in the studio with Matthew Bassey, a podcast consultant. Matthew and I wanted to move the conversations beyond the podcasting 101 topics and move into the intermediate to advanced podcasting strategy to reach your goals, to interact with the show, submit your questions to be answered live, book a podcast live with Matthew, or find the notes from today's show, head on over to podcastmeanything.com.
Now, this intro isn't even 30 seconds long. You get the music, a voiceover quickly describing the show, and boom, you're right into the episode. Now, in a earlier podcast that I did, my intro sometimes stretched over 5 minutes. After some talks with Matthew, my intro is down to about 15 seconds, and then my welcome to new folks is maybe a minute. I still have work to do to get it to Matthew's level, but he's showing us a great example of what somebody can do when they, strip things down to the absolute bare minimum so they can get right to the content. And for most shows, I think an intro is a requirement. Now, obviously, there are shows out there that don't need one, but for shows in this genre, it's good to not only, have short intros and tell us to have short intros, but to actually have a short intro for your show. When listening to Podcast Me Anything, often I get the feeling that I'm learning while having fun with Matthew and his co-hosts and guests. Yeah, I do consider Matthew a friend. And, since I'm a veteran, Ben and I have that certain connection that veterans have. But even if I didn't know either guys, they're very friendly and fun and are able to describe complicated terms and ideas and break them down simply for me. One of the reasons I really enjoy listening to this podcast is that Matthew and his co-host just have enough of their personal lives One of the reasons I really like listening to this podcast is that Matthew and his co-hosts give just enough of their personal lives to bring some familiarity to the show.
Did you, if you were like running a soundboard at a radio, do you feel like that you actually could be the person on the other side, or is that culture kind of reserved where like this is your side of the studio and that person's on the other side and you need to know your place? Is that like a mindset someone has if they're in that world?
I don't think you can say that for everybody, but certainly lots of folks who were working, behind the board or working in the background were doing so because that was the way that they thought they were going to get to be on microphone and to be the top talent. Admittedly, I took some of my early jobs in radio thinking that was exactly where I would go, right? I'd work my way up from the ground to the top. And, that's the only way you can do it is to work the low salary, high expectation jobs and build up loyalty and all those different things. And truthfully, I think the world has just changed dramatically in the time that I got out of college and to where we are today, where now it seems like if you want to be talent, you have to go out there and be talent, right? You have to put out a podcast, start a YouTube channel, be on Twitter, write in Medium, right? Like there's no point in there are still plenty of places where they elevate from within, but I think a lot of folks are coming to the table with experience in the actual content creation aspect as well as a following. And I think that's going to help them out more so than somebody who like me, just operated the board and was pretty good at, doing what I was told and going out there and working my butt off.
For me, it's personal gems like this that keep me coming back for more and makes me want to listen more. Lastly, I want to address individual episodes staying true to the theme of the show and staying on topic. I noticed when Ben took over the co-hosting role, initially one topic was discussed, and then the main question was discussed. And the first topic was usually pretty quick and, maybe a quarter of the time of the show. And then the majority of the show was spent on the main topic. It was like getting, a twofer for each episode, and I really like that. Because the show is, usually sub, 30 minutes. I think, it was always great that they respected my time and had a little bit of banter at the beginning, but they stayed focused on the topics being discussed. With interviews, same thing. A bit of banter between Matthew and the guest, and then boom, we're right into the show. Talking with Matthew on a personal level, he is the same way. He doesn't have time to waste, and he likes to get to the point. And that's something I really enjoy. He's not gruff with getting to the point, but he's not going to suffer any fools for long. So, when you meet him at a podcasting conference, or if you hire him to be a podcast consultant, he's not going to waste your time. He's going to be there working hard for you. If you like what you heard so far, I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. Or you can leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. If you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on this show, I want to talk with you too. Use the same methods of reaching out. I'm on Twitter at Find a Podcast and on Facebook at Find a Podcast About. Another thing I'd like to ask if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. Neither is coffee. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time. That's 10 hours for each episode. And that, my friends, is a lot of coffee. If you like your reviews peppy and full of energy,
then make my cup overflow. Don't forget to check out my merch section on the website. I've got t-shirts, coffee mugs, and a whole lot of other items with your favorite episode art on them. Make sure to get the "Shh, I'm listening to" shirt or mug. Like I said earlier, the best recommendations come from a real person. So I'm going to help you outsmart that algorithm, and I'm going to guide you to your next binge-worthy podcast. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, then you know it's time for me to turn you into a listener of this show and into a binger of Podcast Me Anything. Now, if you're a podcaster, this show is a must for you. Matthew is giving away a lot of information in each episode, and it's that giving nature where he's helping you out as a podcaster that brings me back time and time again. Now, as I said earlier, I hired him as a consultant in the past for my other podcast, and I got to tell you, it was money well spent. He worked within my level of expertise, and he let me know, you know, what part of my baby was ugly, but in a way that gave me confidence to fix the issue and the awareness to know how to incorporate it into my show. Now, for those of you that don't create podcasts, I think you can get a ton of great information on how podcasts are made. You know, I'm the type of person, and I would wager to bet you are, that you like to understand how things are done, even though, you know, you may not have any interest in creating those things for yourself. You're interested in how stuff works. And me, I'm a lifelong learner, just like you. And I think I would listen to this podcast, even if I didn't make podcasts myself, or even if I didn't know Matthew, simply because the way that Matthew talks about podcasting, it draws me in and it makes me want to stick around and learn more. Luckily for you, Matthew had time for an interview. So without any further ado, here's the talk that we had recently. So folks, I have the one, the only, the myth, the legend, Mr. Matthew Passy here with us from Podcast Me Anything. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I am very well. It's good to see you, sir, and it's great to join you here on the show today.
It's great to have you. And I am using my Samsung Q9U, not the RE20 today, so, or the RE320.
Any reason why you're going with the Samsung instead of the RE320 these days?
You know, I kind of like the sound on it a little bit better. It just, it matches my voice just that much better. But the RE320 is beautiful mic, but the Samsung just matches me a little bit better, I think.
Fair enough. It's nice to be able to have options and to be able to hear that difference.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd like to start off with asking about, you know, what differentiates Podcast Me Anything from other shows, other podcasts about podcasts?
You know, when it first launched, the idea of Podcast Me Anything was a way to answer people's questions, right? Hence the name Podcast Me Anything. The idea was to be an AMA about all things podcasting. And the way I started it was back at PodFest 2019, maybe. I actually got a booth, set up a microphone. And what I did was I was interviewing people at the conference who, one, you know, a bunch of folks who I knew from the industry who were smart people who could provide a lot of wisdom and insight. And then, you know, maybe some other folks who came along who were doing something very interesting in the podcasting space. And I wasn't getting too many questions. I was kind of hoping this would be a resource for clients and potential clients to be able to check out. So after a while, I just stopped worrying about getting questions and I focused instead on talking to people who were doing interesting things in the podcasting space. Basically, this just being kind of like a podcast playground, right? If you're doing something fun and interesting, right? If I'm like, hey, so-and-so, can I chat with you for an hour about what you're doing? Can I interview you on a podcast? Sure. And so, right, I kind of ran with that for a while. And then I was talking to one of the people on my team about the show and, you know, why I think it was struggling. I didn't quite enjoy trying to spearhead the show or or what I found was because I was asking other people so many questions, I wasn't really getting a chance to showcase my knowledge, right? It wasn't really being that effective. So we experimented a little bit and we turned it around, and a gentleman by the name of Ben Killoy, who does a military veteran dads podcast. He's doing a couple others. I think he's just down to that one right now, but we decided we would kind of flip the script a little bit and he would be the host and he would ask me questions. So we would try and tackle like a big major news item, a longer feature kind of, you know, piece of information that would be helpful to the audience. And then maybe kind of like an added tip or, you know, something else a little bit quirkier that might be related. So that's kind of where we settled in that final format. Every so often, I still go back and use the platform to interview people who are doing something interesting. We spoke to the person who created CapShow recently because I was just fascinated by the technology and wanted to, you know, ask them those kinds of questions. But, you know, I really would love it to be a place where folks who are curious about podcasting can ask questions, not feel belittled, and hopefully get some reasonably good answers from, you know, the years of experience that I have doing this kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Something that you just brought up, with the whole episode with CapShow. One of the shows that we have in the review here today is the one with Alex Sanfilippo of Podmatch and Podpros. And I gotta tell you, when I heard that episode, it didn't make me want to go and check out the service. I had signed up for it, but I hadn't played with it in a long time. And then, oh gosh, in the past 6 or 8 months, I've hooked back up with Alex. So because of that, it got me back in touch with a really good guy and a really good service there. But I wanted to ask you, in that episode and in these other episodes where you've interviewed people, how do you make it not sound like a commercial, like a 30-minute ad for their product? What's the secret to that?
I think the secret is twofold. Is one, it has a lot to do with my curiosity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to think that I'm doing these folks a service by giving them a platform, giving them a place to talk about it, but I'm trying to ask questions of someone who doesn't know any better, right? Sometimes I kind of approach it being as dumb as possible so that I can, you know, bring the audience along and not try to assume too much. If you approach an interview from a place of too much knowledge, you might not ask the right questions, and then your audience is going to feel like they're starting from behind and they'll get lost and they don't want to catch up. So I try and go in there feeling as dumb as possible at something and trying to be more curious than anything else. The other thing is I try not to be afraid to challenge them. I don't want to be cruel and I don't want to, you know, make the person feel bad or try and make their service, you know, put it in a bad light, but I want to try and play devil's advocate. And I want to say, you know, yes, I know what you're trying to do, but here's what actually happens in the real world. Or here's a unique scenario that we've come across because, frankly, we've seen a lot of scenarios with all the different clients and shows that we put on over the years. And so I try and be respectful, but I also try not to let them walk all over me, right? Try and push back a little bit, try and, you know, see where the cracks in the armor are. And in many cases, I think some of them really appreciate it because it allows them to see and recognize a problem that they hadn't thought of and kind of close that gap, close that loophole and improve their product just a little bit more.
And the way that you interviewed them and the way that they came off, I'm thinking specifically of your interview with Podpage, Brendan Mulligan.
Love Brendan. Love that product too, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, it's the one that runs this show. So we'll only charge him $50 for that mention.
Fair enough.
you know. Something that I really enjoyed listening to their answers to your questions is it didn't sound like they were hitting bullet points or sales, you know, whatever's on their sales brochure. They were, you know, truly answering your questions. So I think that speaks highly of your interview skills there.
Oh, well, thank you. And truthfully, you know, what often happens with these interviews is if I am satisfied with the conversation, if I do understand the value that they're trying to bring, I think they've, you know, hit all the salient points. I think they're trying to put together a product that, you know, is going to be useful. I often find myself becoming a user of it. So, you know, it is a high bar that these folks have to cross over for me to take it from, oh, that's kind of cool, to, oh no, I'm going to use this. And, you know, PodPage specifically is one of those products that I went ahead and I used it right away, right? We totally took it and put this show on there as a way to see how it works and be able to test it out. And then the other thing was, is because I tested it, because I used it, because I could understand its value, it's also something that we recommend to our clients. And that is true of a lot of the things that we've talked about on the show, where we will meet with someone, right? I remember when I first spoke to Dave Zorub of Chartable, right now owned by Spotify. And one, you know, just a great guy, had great chemistry, but he built a really great product. And because he built such a great product and because I could easily see the benefits and the value of what he was doing, it was easy for me to say, I should be using this, but then also I should tell my clients to use it. And so you'll sometimes find, if you're a client, that the things that we talk about on the show often appear in like our newsletter or on our list of resources that, you know, would be useful for them to check out as well.
So Matthew, you guys go into a lot of deep details about podcasting with the products that get interviewed on your show and the topics that you talk about. But who really is this aimed at? Is this aimed at just at, you know, beginning or intermediate podcasters, or do you think there's some benefits for people that really enjoy podcasting can get out of this?
You know, somebody's going to hear this and they're going to think much, much less of me. But honestly, the target audience of this show is me. Mm-hmm. I am not that concerned with how many people listen to the show. I don't do a ton of things to market the show in order to grow an audience. This is, like I said earlier, this is kind of like my personal playground in the podcasting space, where I get to ask people questions, you know, explore different topics, try out different things. You know, I'm fortunate that a lot of these folks will say, hey, here, you know, try our product, right? Here's a credit to use it, which is great. That said, you know, outside of myself, I think we're really trying to get to more of the like 201, 301, 401 podcasters out there. Mm-hmm. There are a ton of shows and products out there for people who are just getting started with podcasting that are going to give you a lot of the basics. Mm-hmm. But we try and take it to that next level, right? Okay. You know how to record people remotely. Here are some tricks to record people remotely better, right? These aren't things that necessarily a first time podcaster is going to want to, you know, put the effort into, spend the money on, right? Budget for all that different stuff. But once you have found some success with your show, and once you have found a passion for it and you want to see it grow, then I think the things that we talk about will be a little bit better timing for you to use. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have to crawl before you can walk. And I think it's important for first time podcasters to not be overly inundated by the technology, by the, you know, the shiny new toys. In the beginning, it's really important to just focus on the message, mm-hmm. right? Focus on why you're doing this, who you are targeting, and what it is you want that person to do, and put together content that is going to attract that audience and get them to accomplish those goals. Because everything else that we do in podcasting doesn't mean anything if your content is worthless, right? Like, you know, I always joke around with Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. One of us said it, but, you know, we both kind of parrot the same thing, which is, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, the quality of that show isn't so great, but man, did I get a lot of value listening to it. I've never heard a person say, man, this person has no idea what they're talking about, but they're using such a nice microphone, I'm going to keep listening anyway, right? That you can have a beautiful, you know, $150,000 studio
and great graphics and great this and great marketing. But at the end of the day, you're asking people to invest their time in your product. And if you're wasting their time with that product, it just doesn't matter. So get the message right. Get the content right. Make sure you have the drive and the enthusiasm, the passion for it. And then go ahead, turn the dials, adjust this, improve this. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a basic podcast all the way to advanced level, you know, user podcast, right? You can gradually grow, right? One step at a time. You're doing this. All right. Now do this. You're doing this. Now do this. You're doing this. Great. Now let's add this. Because if you try and do all of it at once, you're going to stumble. You're going to fall. You're going to get frustrated and you're probably going to give up. Whereas if you can see your little successes, it'll be a lot easier to stick with it and maintain that drive to want to keep doing it.
I was going to ask you, because you're in podcasting on many different levels, you know, as a podcaster, producer, consultant, a presenter at conferences, which role and why, do you like doing the most?
I really love, so one thing we offer as part of our coaching consulting practice is what we call podcast audits. Mm-hmm. And I think you know a little bit about those.
I do. I actually had one for my other podcast, Create Art Podcast.
The thing I love about podcast audits is that it allows me to really, a lot of people who are coming along who want to start a podcast might have superficial reasoning, might be doing it for vanity. They might not be nearly as committed to it as they want to be. You know, and they'll quickly kind of disappear and lose it. And then the clients who we have who do it and find success and stick with it, you know, we love working with them. We love helping them. We love giving them advice and improving on it. But right, like once we kind of get them into a rhythm, it's just a rinse, wash, repeat kind of a process, right? You know, they bring a lot to the table because they're in charge of the content. And, you know, we just kind of help them polish it all off and make sure it gets to where it's supposed to be and sounding good. But folks who are looking around to do an audit are usually folks who are really, really passionate about what it is they're doing and really, really frustrated because it's not going where they want it to go or it hasn't reached the levels that they want it to reach. And I often joke with folks that my job when I do a podcast audit is to tell people that their baby is ugly, mm-hmm. right? I have to actually look at somebody in the eyes and tell them, you're doing a lot of things wrong. This isn't good. But we do it in a way that is constructive and helpful so that by the end of that call, right? The beginning of that call, usually people start to feel that low, right? You know, mm-hmm. we've listened to their show. We've analyzed it. We check everything out and we're coming out with them with just don't do this. Stop doing this. Fix this. Why'd you do that? Blah, 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 blah. But by the end, you know, if they are really listening, if they're really receptive, if they're really interested in changing the show and not just being told that what they're doing is amazing, we can usually kind of help them reinvigorate their passion for it. Because 9 times out of 10, yeah, there's a lot of technical things people do wrong with podcasting, right? Mm-hmm. Wrong kind of artwork. Your titles aren't that great, blah, blah, blah. But the thing that really gets people back into it is reminding them why they did it.
Yeah.
Right. And usually once we remind them why they did it, we can then look at everything else they're doing and be like, great. Well, if you're telling people the show is about X, why are all these other things reinforcing Y? And they kind of feel that, you know, once they can make those changes, it's going to get better, right? It's going to improve. It's going to start to move, you know, down the right path. And frankly, a lot of the things that we tell them are pretty obvious. It's just, it's hard to analyze your own stuff. It's hard to step back, look at what you're doing and give it a critical eye. And even though it's hard sometimes, people need that and they want that so that they can improve. If they don't really care enough to improve, they're not reaching out to us, so we're not worried. But if you're reaching out, you care, and so we want to help you with this thing that you are passionate about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can say that from personal experience with my other podcast. It was calling my baby ugly, but because I took the time and I took the initiative. And yeah, there's a cost to it. We're paying for your expertise. I got a lot out of it and I implemented a lot of it and I'm very happy with the results. And I do need my 6,000 mile tune-up and oil change with that podcast. So we'll talk after. We'll talk offline.
Happy to do it.
All right. I'm going to ask you, because I know for me, I do listen to a lot of podcasts, obviously for this show. But for you, is there a podcast or two out there that is not popular that you can recommend to our audience?
So the three main podcasts that I listen to are Start Here from ABC. It's a good news podcast. Nice breadth of news every day. Great host. Pretty quick and you know, good attitude, right? It's not very combative, but it tells you what's happening in a nice way. Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, which I've been listening to my whole life, you know, just because it's a fun show. Again, I'm a little bit of a news junkie. And then Smartless has been my, like, when I need to fill time on a ride, right? They're just fun personalities interviewing big names. I was recently listening to one with Bono the other day and Steven Spielberg. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they are usually fascinating conversations. You learn something about people that you wouldn't have learned otherwise. I've been finding more and more that I'm getting interested in a little bit more true crime, which is super popular out there. So I just tried The Informant, which was part of ABC's packaging. That was pretty good. I checked out one called Operator, which was all about the 1-900 sex phone line industry in the 90s, which sounds salacious, but really was a fascinating story about how those things got started and all the crazy back end stuff that it led to. But one show that I really want to give a plug to, because this guy is trying so hard and it's just so weird and good, is a show called Doomsday Podcast. And he basically finds these really obscure stories in history where something really, really terrible happened. It's usually some sort of tragic event or apocalyptic type scenario or whatever it is. But it's usually these scenarios that we don't get a lot of coverage, right? We don't typically talk about. And so it's kind of interesting to hear stories about things that haven't happened. What makes it good is, one, he always ends it by giving you like advice, like if you find yourself in a, you know, hot air balloon that is falling to the ground, here are some things that you can do that will help, you know, improve your chances of survival. Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, they're not going to improve it that much, but right, it's going to work. But the best part is he has the driest delivery imaginable. And it's just, it's weird how pleasant it is to listen to him talk about such horrific things that have happened. I can't explain why it's such a good show. But Doomsday Podcast, it's just that simple. And it's just a guy doing it on his own. Mm-hmm. And for a while there, he had to stop because he had health problems and things like this. But, you know, he's one of those really good independent creators who should get a lot more listens, a lot more play, a lot more support. So hopefully just this little mention will help him out a little bit.
Well, I can tell you right now that I can already guarantee at least two on that list that you gave us are going to be future shows here.
Definitely reach out to him. He's good people.
Well, wait, Don't Tell Me is going to be on later in the season, but Doomsday, ooh, I'm definitely going to check out.
You're getting Peter on?
Well, I'm going to try.
Nice.
I'm going to try.
If nothing else, get his social media person. She's fun too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I did 20,000 Hertz and I got right up him and he was like, listen, I'd love to do it, but we are just stacked and jacked and, you know, messed and, you know, super duper busy. And I'm like, no worries.
So nice guy. I met him at a podcast movement 1 year. He was just sitting in the corner when his show first came out. I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. My name is Matthew. My name is Dallas. I look at his name tag. That's right. Wait, you're the 20,000 Hertz guy? And he was just like so blown away that people knew who he was. Just a super nice, humble guy. Really good dude.
Well, and when you were talking about the 1-900 business, the podcast about that, 20,000 Hertz did a show about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, they were talking. It was part of the Phone Freak, I think, episode.
Yeah, I'll have to go look into that. Yeah, I used to listen to him a little bit more religiously, and I just haven't had the time.
I hear you on that. When you're doing it for the federal government, you got little time.
Well, when you don't commute anymore, it's not a lot of podcast listening between the upstairs and the downstairs.
Not much happens. After, the big push of podcasts during the pandemic, when we saw, a large uptick because nobody, had anything else to do but listen to podcasts or create podcasts. What are you seeing in the podcast world that's coming out either now or in the future that really excites you?
I think there's a little bit more of a race to quality over quantity, which is nice. I think for a while there, because of the, introduction of platforms like Anchor that let you do podcasts for free and the pandemic, which had a lot of people just jumping into the fray because they could. I think now there's like this talk about it being a little oversaturated and too many people doing it. And so even us, we're still getting lots of calls, but it seems like the people calling are really very specific and pointed in what they're trying to accomplish, and they're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. So I'm super encouraged by that piece of the puzzle. And then I think there's more happening in terms of subsidizing podcast productions, advertising money, listener support is becoming a bigger piece of the puzzle. So, if you can put together a good show, if you can create something that entertains people and it doesn't waste their time, and you can define your audience, I think it's a lot easier to monetize your show. That doesn't mean everybody's going to be able to monetize their show. And it doesn't mean just because I said you can monetize your show that you should run out there and start seeking advertisers. But I think if you're putting out quality content, it's easier to, get the financial backing that you want for it.
And speaking about financial backing, I'm glad you brought that up. Where can people find, we know where to find Podcast Me Anything, but where can people find, the rest of your, media out there?
So the easiest thing is just thepodcastconsultant.com. Make sure you put the in there. That'll show you all of the services that we offer: producing, consulting, audits, remote recording, the works. We're also doing a little bit more in the recording space with a company we call Sweet Recording, S-U-I-T-E, recording.com. There's causepods.com, my other show that I do that features podcasters who are using this platform for a good cause. And then, of course, if you just look up my name, Matthew Passy, 1T and Matthew, you'll find me on the social platforms. I'm right there.
All right. Great. Thank you so much, Matthew, for joining us here for this wonderful episode on Podcast Me Anything.
It's been my pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for, taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me. Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And Find a Podcast About is a production of TKB Studios. If you are interested in taming your inner critic and creating more than you consume, then head over to my other podcast, Create Art Podcast. I'll give you 3 guesses as to what it's about. There I discuss topics for the new artist, for the old artist, and for the artist that is a little too timid to come on out of their shell. And I review topics for those who are more seasoned in the arts. Many times I'll have on a professional artist to share their story of how they overcame the odds against the world and themselves. The website is createartpodcast.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next episode.